Call you in the duty,
it's
so fucking.
So gross.
Which, what happened?
Dad had to have a tube up his bum today. He's not on his best. Leave him alone.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot my phone.
No.
Good, now you can actually pay attention.
Oh, can you please get my phone?
No.
No. Dad, how's your neck been?
A lot better, actually.
Yeah.
So much better. We must have had a bad trap. No.
I think it might have been stress.
No, it was when I had to give me that Botox, it went away in the muscle. Mm. I didn't realize you could have that.
Mm-hmm. There used to be a TV show called Nip Tuck. Remember that show? It was like the drama about the two plastic surgeons. And in one episode, the guy slept with this mobster's wife. So this mobster breaks into his house and takes Botox and just Botoxes his dick.
Did it get hard forever?
So he can't get a hard on for like 6 months. And he's like totally upset. He's just like destroyed by it. That's my story.
Wait,
about Botox.
Question. How did he hold him down to get Botox?
He was a mobster with like his thugs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let's just dive
in. Good morning.
Good morning. So, we are. So we're going to talk about some health today. We are all vessels of purity and health.
Petri dishes.
Today it is a healthy day. We're going to be discussing all our health do's and don'ts, where we're at physically with health, what we like, what we don't like, what we want to change. So I just thought we'd dive in. How's everyone? Is everyone feeling healthy today?
Yeah.
Well, poor Dad this morning.
Oh, what happened?
Tell everyone what you did this morning.
I go for a colonoscopy, which is not the most pleasant thing to do.
No.
But it keeps me alive. I mean, had I not been such a hypochondriac as I am, Mum would have been very sick because of me going and having it turn. She went and she found me had colon cancer.
Mm.
Just so everyone gets that, it was because my dad was always nagging at my mum because he knew in his gut that something was wrong with my mother's gut. And he forced her to go get tested, and they did a colonoscopy and found some polyps which contain the cancer, and he pretty much saved Mum's life.
Oh yeah. But oh, all right, Daddy, finish telling about what happened to you today. You did all the preparation yesterday.
So what does the preparation entail for a colonoscopy?
You have to drink 2 liters of this stuff to make you go to the bathroom 500 times.
It tastes like a salt lick.
So you're fully evacuated.
No, I was nearly fully evacuated, but I've been eating this bread lately, which has got loads of seeds in it, and it blocked me up. So I've got to go back again tomorrow and have another one.
So what I'm hearing you say is you're quite literally full of shit.
Well, kind of, yeah.
And husks from the bread.
And husks.
What's a husk?
Well, isn't it husks?
I don't fucking know.
So what? What is the reason you just randomly are like, oh, I'm going to go get a colonoscopy?
No, it's as people get older, things start to go wrong. And my philosophy, call me a hypochondriac or what, but my philosophy is if you catch things in an earlier stage, if you're going to get something, you got more of a fighting chance of surviving.
Mm-hmm. That's a good philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm 69 now. So I had 69 years of putting all this junk in my body, you know, drugs, alcohol, and all the rest of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to keep myself. I've always been that way, you know. I exercise every day. I go to regular every January. I have a full physical. I keep myself going, you know, and it's working. I don't know how a 69 year old guy is supposed to feel, but I feel great.
Nice,
Ozzy. I do not know how you can do that. That preparation thing 2 nights in a row. It's a killer.
But I wasn't exactly clicking my heels when he told me this morning.
Why don't you just do an enema?
It won't work because it doesn't go up high enough.
Can you double dose
them? How high does an enema go?
How high does an enema go?
I'm just wondering, like, how far does that tube get shoved up your ass?
Don't act like you don't
know. I've never had one. Ever in my life.
You fucking liar.
Well, you've got how many miles of intestines?
Supposedly, you've got like enough to go around a football stadium 5 times, isn't it?
That's a
but
bit.
But sometimes when you get the earthers.
Earthers with other shits?
You know.
English rhyming slang.
I had irritable bowel syndrome for a while. Mm-hmm. And you eat food, it goes straight through, you know. I mean, it must break the sound barrier, you know, when it goes through.
Yeah. So
pebble dashing.
So you've been pooping a lot.
No, well, you know, it's get dad day today.
Well, we're talking about
By the way, I'm so glad that you brought this health thing up, because you finally went to see your specialist about your heart murmur, whatever it is.
Yes, I did. I did.
It only took me how many?
You asked me like five years. No, you asked me a week ago.
No, I've been out.
No, you literally asked me a week ago, and I went. Last time you were like, "Hey, you're going to go to the doctor," and I went.
Okay, thank you, son.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
But it's like January, and you gotta get things sorted out.
I've been waiting a year and a half for Mum to take me to the dentist because I can't go by myself still.
What the fuck?
It's my biggest fear.
Oh, that's
I can't
so gross.
Do it. I faint. It's like, oh.
I go to the dentist quite a lot because it's right down the street from my house, and my insurance covers like four times a year. So I just go. But I've been putting off getting my wisdom teeth out for 10.
I was just going to bring that
up. You know what?
For how many years? 10?
Maybe 11 now.
Yeah.
When I had my wisdom tooth pulled many, many years ago, it was the most painful thing I can. It was bad, man.
And that's exactly why I'm not doing it.
When I had my wisdom teeth pulled, I got up and went to Coachella the next day with the klaxons, and I was so high on pain pills the entire time.
Cool story, bro.
But it was. But I just remember everyone's like, what's wrong with
your
face?
I'm jealous.
What's wrong with you? Yeah. What is wrong with your face?
I don't know. It's a lot like yours.
Slapped ass. Yeah, no, I don't like surgery. I don't like being put under. I don't like...
Oh, I love that. You're just going, squirting.
You know why I don't like being put under? Because, like, it's like the most dangerous thing. Like, if you're going to die in surgery, it's because of the anesthesia normally.
No, it's... You wake up in... It's just like, so you blink your eyes and it's done.
I don't know.
I'm not into it.
I don't fucking.
You're not into it, Kelly Oswald. You're not into going spaced out and going somewhere.
No, I'm not into the fear of like the build of the space out. Yeah, give me that anytime. But like being on a surgery table where you're like, oh my
Your mom
God.
One time went to. We're telling that thing about you. When you had this,
God, it's years ago. And of course it happened in England. But I was going in to have this small procedure done. And first of all, when they took me into the surgery, the nurse gave me a pre-anesthetic thing to calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
And she opened the fridge, took out this
vial,
put it right into me. It was freezing cold. It was the worst pain I have ever had. She
That's
never
so horrible.
Warmed it up. And then I woke up, I was on the operating table, but I could hear, I couldn't do anything else but hear, and could hardly open my eyes properly, couldn't move any part of my body, but could
horrible.
Hear everything.
That's like, isn't that?
That's like everybody's nightmare, isn't it?
I think they made a movie about that.
It's the worst, it's the most frightening thing ever.
Is that the time you heard
and
the
when
doctor?
When I spoke to somebody over here about it, and I go, I know what they use. They don't still use that stuff over there. We abandoned that years ago.
The NHS probably had like a storage cupboard full of it, and they were like, oh, might
God
as well use
only
it.
Knows. Yeah. But when I went back for my checkup the next week, and the doctor was saying, oh, how are you? And I said, not good, because the procedure was horrible and I was awake. And he's, don't be absurd. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I was awake. I can tell you what you were saying. And when I repeated stuff to him,
Is this when he was talking shit about you?
No, he goes, oh, she's a big lass, isn't she, this one? And and I said, you were shouting at the nurse, and I told him the nurse's name and what he said to the nurse.
What did he say to the nurse?
Oh, he was just telling her to hurry up with something that he'd asked for. And I repeated it, and he was like, oh, I am so sorry, you know. And like, I really apologize. I'm like, but what? That's not any good to me. I was like terrified. But anyway...
That's fucking gnarly.
It is.
It's got to be the worst thing ever.
You know what I had when I had my appendix out?
That was scary.
That sucked. And when I came round, they woke me up out of surgery. And did you ever have you ever had that thing? Because you've had a lot of surgeries, Mom. Have you ever had that thing where they wake you up, but they still have the breathing tube in?
Shut up.
They fucking
Get
started.
Out of
they
here.
Started waking me up, and I
no.
still had the breathing tube
Don't.
In.
No.
And I was like, I couldn't breathe, and then they took it out.
And that hurt.
No, I was just like, fuck, I can breathe. But then the weirdest thing was that I was so. My heart rate goes really low when I'm relaxed. Like my resting heartbeat can go down to like 32 or some shit. And I was just kind of like chilling afterwards. And all these bells and whistles kept going off because they were like, oh, he's going into fucking cardiac arrest because he's not, because his heart
you know,
was slowing
when,
down
when,
so much.
When I went this morning, they kept asking me, how's your heart? Have you got a heart, Mama? I said, listen, I'll work out for an hour every morning. And I went, oh, you do? I said, yeah. He went, okay. But everybody that came into the room asked me the same question.
Well, better they ask than they don't.
Because the thing is, it must be, you know, if people get older, it must be quite frequent that people get heart attacks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would think, because it's probably... I don't know. Maybe the anxiety of having a fucking camera shoved up your ass.
You know
just...
what? Your heart's been beating for a long time at the end, when you get around to 69.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know something that's really interesting? So with aging, the biggest problem with aging is
wrinkles.
No, is what causes aging essentially is oxidization of cells. So,
the thymus gland depleting.
Well, among other things, but the biggest thing that causes aging is too much oxygen. So over years and years and years of breathing air and whatever, oxygen is deteriorating our cells.
What? So we should breathe less?
Well, no, it's a thing where that's the big issue with to stop the aging process. Is like, well, you can't.
How can you stop it?
Well,
you can't.
There's certain things you can do. It's some weird thing to do with oxygen. I might have it wrong, but I know it has to do with oxygen and it because of oxygen.
Too much or not enough?
I think too much.
It can't be too much.
No, it's something. I got to look it up. I'm going to sound like a fucking idiot if I don't have this right. But anyhow.
When I had my one and only surgery, which was my tonsils taken out, I woke up and threw up blood everywhere. And that is just this vision of that happening is just why I could never do surgery. Like, I've wanted to do like some plastic surgery things, like get my tits done and stuff like that. But
are you going to go for like massive pair of tits?
No, I want them reduced. I want that like perky kind that you don't need to wear a bra with that looks buoyant when you wear a t-shirt still.
Do it, Kel.
Do it like a... Yeah.
Do
no,
it.
That's weird.
Do it.
Don't do it, Kel.
Shut up, weirdo.
Do it.
No, it's scary.
Don't
do it,
Kelly. Mom.
I listen to my dad.
How many surgeries have you had, Mom?
Jack. You don't ask a lady such questions.
Jack. Do you know,
between
honestly,
like legit health problems and then some augmentation.
50.
50.
Where the fuck do you come up with?
She's not
50.
Michael Jackson.
I can re 50. Fucking that's Michael Four. Jackson over there. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, all the times the mum's had to be put out
for
tubes in the bum and tubes down the mouth because of her cancer stuff, as well as like, I'm
hold
just
on,
going
let,
for a
let
little
her,
bump up.
Let her answer this question. How about this? How many legit medical, like life or death surgeries have you had or that involve living? And then how many have you had that involved upgrading?
Excuse me, upgrading is a part of living. You don't understand.
No, but it's different. It's like, it's, you know, there's like a changing the tires and then there's replacing the engine.
Gosh, I just don't know, Jack. I don't
50.
Like to keep... What is this shit with 50? 50, 50.
If she had 50, she'd be farted. When she farted, her neck would smell.
No, I've had how many faces? I've had 3 new faces.
Okay.
No, I've had 3 faces. I had my neck done.
How many noses?
I can think of 4.
Can I tell one story really quickly?
No, hold on.
Please.
Let's get back to your story. Let's stay on this. I want to, because you've definitely had what? At least 4 nose jobs.
This is to do with the nose jobs.
What the fuck nose jobs?
Mom, come on. I remember this really correctly.
Are you
one time.
Are you legitimately saying you've never had a nose job?
What the fuck are you on?
Right, so we're high on life, Mum, and truth. But I remember this one time when you two twats got your nose done and we flew in from England to America to see you.
No, it wasn't. It was faces, yes.
Whatever, your nose was bandaged. It was bandaged.
I headbutted her the night before.
No, what happened was it's half term in England because in school, every 6 weeks you get a week off and you have a shorter summer vacation. So it was half term, halfway through the semester, and we had a vacation, so we flew out to LA from England to see Mum and Dad, and we got this call saying Mummy and Daddy has been in a car accident but they're okay, and we opened the door to see them and we saw them all bandaged up and we went and started crying, and then Mum's like no, we just got a facelift, and we were like, oh okay.
I don't know
where you thought it was a good idea to tell us that you got in a fucking car accident.
You've had a nose job though.
Yes, she has.
Are you saying you haven't?
What the fuck?
Are you saying?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
We haven't a nose job, Mom. Come on.
Oh, my God.
I am appalled and disappointed by your attitude towards me.
No, Mom, you always said to me, appalled. You would say to me, God, you've got such a perfect nose. I wish I had your nose and I would never have had to have it done. That's what you've said to me before.
Oh, please.
It's all right, Dad.
I'm totally disappointed
Dad
in the pair
of
you.
Dad had a nose job so he could get drugs. That doesn't count.
Does it?
I don't know.
Daddy, should we take this shit from them?
Well, we can all talk about our bad, embarrassing medical things, like when Jack was in Zermatt and had to have that pill up his bum.
Oh, my Lord, did you hear about Zermatt today?
No.
They were lifting everybody out of Zermatt today because...
Avalanche
is about.
Oh, no.
And also, there was so much snow that nobody could... even go out. I think they had about 3 feet of snow in the night.
Wow.
And so everybody was like, they were doing helicopters to get everyone out of Zermatt.
That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Right. Mm. It's like an action film.
We're talking about that because we went on holiday there and it was one of our favorite holidays.
And Jack got really sick and had to have a pill up his bum.
Yeah. Anyway, Zermatt, who gives a shit?
Do you know what I'm really worried about when it comes to health is all my friends in England, because this flu that's going around there is just deadly.
The Australian flu.
I know, because when they had the swine flu in England, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the most sick I'd ever been in my life.
Didn't you get the swine flu while you were doing Apprentice?
Yeah, but you know these flu things. I went to my doctor the other day for my physical, and he said to me, no, my ear, nose, and throat guy. And he said, did you have a flu shot? I said, no, I didn't. He says, good. And he was the first doctor that's ever said that to me.
Yeah.
I said, why? He said, he's doing nothing this year.
Apparently, it's only hitting about 10% of the flu out there.
Yeah.
He's like, because Pearl got sick over Christmas.
And then we all got sick.
And we all got us. Oh, yep. But I narrowly avoided it. But I was like supplementing. I'm really into like when I start getting sick, taking a bunch of like.
But they're in Tamiflu. Tamiflu.
Yeah.
It worked. It didn't. I didn't get the full kick in of it.
No.
But I did. I had like the worst sore throat and like fever for a couple of days, but it didn't get worse than that.
No, mine just kind of was like you know when you get that pre-sore throat? It's just that like weird...
In your glands.
Yeah, I got that for a couple of days, but then it went away. But the kids got knocked pretty hard. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, no, for me, though, I like taking tons of supplements when I feel like I'm going to get sick and all this weird, you know... shit.
But, I had this sinus thing going on, and he took a swab, and it turned out not to be an infection, but he put me on this antibiotic, and he said to me, because you've taken so many over the years, you know, for gigs and whatever, so it now gives me this mega thing.
I know, you got to...
You got to calm it with that.
Yeah, because, like, the biggest thing now is... antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Now, the more you take... The theory is the more you take antibiotics, the more your body builds up resistance and the less options you have for fighting infection.
Well, give me this thing and knock this crap out of me, literally.
Antibiotics, they say it's something that you should use like less than once every 2 years.
Mm. But then... The whole psyche's changed around here now.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't download pills like they used to. You have to have a real good excuse.
Mm-hmm.
They won't give me anymore.
No. No, they kind of avoid.
Back in the day, you go, hello, I'll take one of these 4 times a day.
Oh, all day long it was that.
This podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
It's fresh and it's easy. Honestly, for someone like me who, if they're given instructions on how to do something and provided with the exact amount of food, I can do this. I can cook. It made me feel like I was a chef.
Well, that's the thing that I like because it's pre-measured. See, when I follow instructions, I always put extra in thinking, oh, this is the right thing to do.
One for the pot.
Exactly. Yeah. And it never turns out the way it should.
I mean, I'm pretty much a knuckle dragger. And I figured out how to do it. I was like, oh, I just take
this. What's a knuckle dragger?
Knuckle dragger's like a caveman. Like,
oh. It does help that there's pictures on it. Do you know what else is good too? That it's, they can do classic food for vegetarian and like something for all the family, which is great.
Oh, that's really good. I mean, now, do you ever say to yourself, what a good, and why didn't nobody think of that before now?
You know what I was excited about? What? I was excited that I wasn't going to starve to death when I came over here for dinner one time.
No, but it's so much better than just every night ordering takeout.
Yeah, because you guys don't.
It's got really good fresh ingredients.
And it made it simple and convenient. Yeah. Like, it's never convenient to go to the grocery store and then you always forget something get back and you're like, oh, and the one thing I forgot is like the main part of it.
So wait, all our listeners have to do is just go to HelloFresh.com.
That's right. And then if you go to where the promo code is, add in Osborne's30. And they get $30 off.
Off your first week of HelloFresh.
For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Osborne's30.
What has been your most, I guess everyone's, like, well, I guess everyone's had the kind of their fair share of health issues here.
Well,
we all really have.
When you say fair share,
well, like, what was, like, I mean, I guess the closest, the worst thing for you was the motorcycle crash.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the doctor put the metal thing in me. He said, who moved you? I said, I don't know, I was unconscious. He said, we dispatched the helicopter, because if you'd have just moved a little bit in the wrong way, you'd have been paralyzed.
Yeah. So for everyone who doesn't know, in the winter of 2003... I believe it was. Dad was riding a quad bike through a property in England and wasn't going very fast at all, but he rolled it and it essentially landed on him and crushed him. And he was in a coma for, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
2 weeks, 14 days.
And, like, completely crushed his clavicle, which, like, pinched down on his main artery.
Jack, it was the scariest thing I have ever seen in my life. Because the weirdest thing is that he kept coming round in the hospital and then I'm like, oh, no, Dad's going to be all right. And then the next thing I know, he'd have brown bubbles coming out of his mouth and then the flatlining beep would come on and then they'd drain his lungs and his blood went everywhere and then he'd be talking again. But my favorite thing about the whole thing when I was like, okay, maybe he's going to be...
Your favorite thing?
This is what he said. They're wheeling him into emergency surgery and I'm in the ICU and they're pulling... Two men are pulling me in the other way because I'm freaking out. And I'm covered in like Dad's excess like blood from his lungs. And he's going, don't fucking touch my tattoos. If you mess up my fucking tattoos, I'm going to kill you. And he's getting wheeled into the surgery. And I was just like, this is the worst day of my life. But at least Dad's still got a sense of humor.
Don't mess up my tattoos. They actually did a pretty good job, though.
Oh, they did.
So what was your overall damage from that?
I broke my neck, a punch in my lungs.
Collarbone.
Every
rib.
I was just in a fucked up state.
The most dangerous thing was he'd severed the main artery to his arm and it had been severed for a long time. And
his hand was like twice the size that it was supposed to be.
There's only so long that it can be severed before they can't save it. And so they were hoping that they could save it. Otherwise, they were saying it would have to come off.
Well, that's good that you didn't lose an arm. We could have, that would have sucked.
But you know, I was oblivious to all this was going on.
But do you know what I feel like talking about this shit? I feel like I am in an old person's home in Florida, sat on the front, watching the beach, discussing my fucking health.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this episode is about.
But this is about health.
Oh,
well,
God.
This is about health.
Hate it.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about positive health. How do you guys like to keep healthy?
Well, I exercise regularly.
Every day, 3 times a day.
Well, that's
You're
regular.
Like a miracle man. I've never known any man to work out as much as you do. Well, and thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, you know what? I see guys around my age, and they're fat and they're bloated and they're bad skin. I just want to keep going, you know? And it's like, I look at it this way. You get whatever car you get, if you drive that without taking care of it and maintaining it, it's going to go wrong.
It's true. A body in motion stays in motion.
Yeah. You could talk about exercise. I mean, he lives up buildings now.
I like watching Jack work out because he gets so into it and he stops speaking.
Well, yeah, because I'm fucking back squatting 200 pounds. Like,
Jack and I go to the same gym, different trainers, but at the same gym.
Oh, I go there too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
She
does a fashion parade at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, what do you do for your health maintenance?
For health maintenance, I eat regularly, drink regularly, and sleep.
You get your hair done regularly, your nails done regularly.
Absolutely.
That's all part of it, though. I think that
she's into sports. She loves darts.
Yeah, she likes. Kel, what about you? Because you had a bit of
I was having seizures from
cocaine.
Dad, I didn't do cocaine as regularly as you think that I did. I did it for like a spurt when I was like 19, not when I was. I don't like putting things up my nose. It's gross. But
what if you're trimming your nose hairs? Would you put something up your nose then?
That's on the edge of my nose. It's not in my nose.
No, carry on, Jack Kelp.
But it turned out that I had stage 3 neurological Lyme disease, and it was eating little holes in my brain.
Stage 3 Lyme disease? What's
neurological?
Neurological.
Oh, please excuse me. How would you like me to say it?
Like
neurological.
Neurological.
Whatever. Anyways, it was stage 3 neurological Lyme disease, and they didn't find out until I went to Frankfurt, Germany, because they diagnosed me with epilepsy, which I did not have, and they put me on this crazy medication called Keppra that's a brain tranquilizer, and it, like, I couldn't do anything. I had, like, 2 hours a day where I was human, otherwise I just sat in a chair staring at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I did stem cell. And it really, really helped me and gave me my life back. And it was kind of scary for a second.
Interesting. And have you been since?
Because I stopped in my workout routine and I stopped kind of looking after myself in the day-to-day way that I was doing before, after I had the seizures because of the brain tranquilizers. It only until, I want to say, maybe 6 months ago did I start realizing that I had to kind of get back on that again and even want to.
Mm.
Because I had this terrible fear that I was going to have a seizure again if I overexerted myself, or it was like PTSD is weird. Mm. Why are you humming me?
Yeah, I have a terrible fear if I exercise and I have a seizure. Oh,
Jack, I did this trampolining ballet class when I was...
Mom has that
Jack,
fear
it's
sometimes.
Not funny. Like, I have that fear, real. Too.
That was real?
Like, no, it's like a real fear, like what? A real thing. Okay. Did you ever have a 3.5 minute grandma seizure? No. I'm really lucky I didn't shit myself during it, though. Because that would have been so embarrassing.
Wasn't it on the set of Fashion Police?
Yes, it was. You're such a dick.
Sorry. Wow.
Caring
Are you
parents.
On your phone over there?
Yeah. No, I've got no phone. I was just cleaning something at the side of my finger. Go on.
Okay. All right, I don't know.
Mom and Dad still think that I didn't have Lyme's disease and then I had the seizure from drugs, and that's why they're being so quiet.
Oh, for God's sake.
But you
help
did!
Me. Oh, for
you can read. You
sake.
Think you can read our minds?
I can read
Mom's. I was sitting there thinking, no, things don't fucking change.
I only
out here.
Added in Dad because I didn't want to just exclude
No, I was
like,
thinking,
highlight Mom.
They argued when they were babies, they're still arguing now they're adults.
No, Kelly argues at nobody arguing with her. She's arguing with herself. Nobody's arguing
I'll give
with you.
You that one, Mom.
It's true. Kelly.
But you were very silent. You didn't give me any words of encouragement. Like, we're so happy you're better now.
Oh, Kelly, we're so happy.
Kelly.
We're so happy.
Drug
you're
addict.
Oh, poor Ozzy. Drug addict.
Oh, poor Jack. Drug addict. Poor Mom. Shopaholic.
Definite shopaholic. What's your favorite thing to go shopping for, everyone? Like, is there a thing like that? Like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go do this.
Clothes I like food shopping.
Yeah?
I really like going in a supermarket. Love it.
Okay, and Dad secretly loves clothes shopping. Like, if he gets a good jacket and pair of shoes.
No, I fucking hate it.
Don't you're lie. A liar. You're a liar.
I like going food shopping.
No, clothing shopping.
Oh.
Clothing, like getting a good suit. Does. Like, he gets so excited when he puts a good suit on and looks at himself in the mirror. You and I get that too.
How many suits do I have?
How about this? How many suits do I have, Kel? How many three-quarter length jackets do you have?
I don't go shopping. I come round to my house.
No, but really, how many three-quarter length? Do you know?
About 15, 25, 30. I don't know.
I would say closer to 50.
I did have more, but
I think you've got as many three-quarter length jackets as Mom's had surgeries.
Well, I should have worn one every time.
I know it's a gift from Mom to you. Every time she has surgery, she's like, "And here's a three-quarter length jacket."
Oh, you're arseholes.
I do like your jackets though, because you do have some pretty awesome ones. Do you enjoy like? Because I know a lot
it's
of
it's my thing actually. I mean, I don't like wearing regular guys' suits.
Yeah, I just
can't imagine you with a jacket that comes to your hips and like just it's not your style at all. You look so much better in the longer jackets.
It's like my look, isn't it?
Mm. I like him.
I would say that Mum's favorite thing to shop for is everything.
No, but you must have something that you like.
Diamonds.
Like if you're gonna go shop, like you're like I really love going to get this stuff.
Everything.
Probably. Pictures. I love pictures.
Art.
I feel like you
the
like...
art is more of a hobby, though, Mum.
I love it. They make me happy.
Pictures.
But I feel like, is that my wrong bed linen? I feel like you like a good bed linen shopping.
No, it's, I mean, yeah. That's one thing I don't mind because after being on the road, you know, staying at these hotels, we often, when we stay at a hotel and we really have a good sleep in a nice bed, we very often buy from the place at the hotel.
Oh, yeah, you do the...
The sheet buy.
Sheet, the mattress.
The thing is...
I did that it's in a Tokyo. Good,
you I don't know what you like shopping for most. Sorry, Dad.
But you can't go, I want them shoes. At a hotel, you can check them out for a night, you know, so you go, oh, yeah, we wake up, and then you go, oh, yeah, we're going to get some of these.
Because I know, like, most four seasons, like, for a hotel to be Four Seasons... Don't they have to sell like the Four Seasons? They have to have the Four Seasons sheets and the bed and
all of that.
I like it.
You know where they have the best sheets I've ever slept on?
No.
The Arts Club Hotel in London.
Really? Oh, what are they? Frette?
I don't know what they are, but they're like a gift from Jesus. They're the best things ever. I think that I know what Jack's favorite thing to buy is.
Jesus. Where did Jesus come into this? Jesus.
What's
guns.
I do like buying guns. I do.
That's scary.
Why?
Because they're scary.
They're not like angry dogs.
They can be.
They can be. No, I also like...
Or an ammo.
You know what? An ammo. No, Lisa gives me shit for this, but I like bags. Like I
bags?
Like, no, bags.
Oh.
What did you think it was? What did Daddy say it was? I missed it.
I thought he said fags.
Just so everyone is aware, in England, a fag is a cigarette.
Yeah.
What kind of bags?
I like backpacks. I have like dozens of different backpacks. They're not like, they're like, you know, maybe the most.
I like shoes as well. But with me and shoes, I search the planet. Mom goes, try these. I've got a cupboard full of shoes, good shoes that I never wear because I can't.
And which shoes do you wear now?
The Gucci's.
Oh.
Yeah. I love those ones. What me and Mum.
And those tennis trainers that you got me.
That's right.
I mean, I've always had a thing about if a shoe makes me look like I've got big feet, I don't like them.
Mm.
I like little.
You know what they say about big feet?
I know exactly what they say.
Big shoes.
Yeah.
It's a bit of dad humor for you all right there. Big feet, big shoes.
Osborne's podcast is brought to you by 23andMe. 23andMe is a DNA service that gives you some insight into your wellness and your physical traits. Mum, what did you find out that was so interesting?
Well, the thing that I find fascinating is that the ancestry side of things, which can tell you where your DNA is from around the world in percentages from 31 populations worldwide, you can check out your DNA percentage breakdown with a world map so you can view how your DNA could be from around the world. Now, I want to know what your dad is.
Dad's DNA?
The ancestry.
So dad is from 8 populations. He's only 69.9% British and Irish.
So what's the rest?
Okay, so you are 99% European, but there's also Scandinavian, French, German, Sardinian, broadly,
Well, there was another thing that I learned. I have the muscle, whatever it is, of an athlete.
Oh.
Oh.
Whatever that means.
I have that too.
You're a regular old Olympian. Can we
yes.
be, you should be, you're going to be training for the LA Olympics. Was it 2028?
Too right I am. I can run marathon after marathon.
Mm, interesting.
Well, it's good, the amount of work you do, I think you could if you put your mind to it.
I must say my favorite thing about 23andMe is the website. I think it's really user-friendly. There's tons of information.
The website is seriously awesome.
It's pretty straightforward. You just got to make sure you got a lot of saliva.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe you have to fill it up.
Order your 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service Kit at 23andme.com/Osbornes.
That's 23andme.com/Osbornes.
Well, Jack, why don't you explain people about your ms?
My ms? Okay. I don't know. What do I explain?
What it is. Most people don't even know what it is.
Okay. I have MS, which is multiple sclerosis. More specifically, I have relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, which is the most common form, which means you get flare-ups and it goes away. Well, it doesn't go away, it just goes dormant. But I got diagnosed in May 2012, and yeah, I've been doing all right.
When was the last time you had a flare up?
Significant flare up was in May 2012, so going on 6 years, which is great.
Well, what happened to the...
What do you mean what happened?
No, let me ask you a question. What was the beginning for I can't remember what it was now.
Yeah, so about probably 18 months or so before I actually went to the doctor, my legs went numb for a couple months.
Totally dead, numb.
No, it was weird. They were like, they felt weird to the touch. Like if you were to touch my leg, it would feel like...
Burning?
No, the burning was from when something cold touched my leg, it felt really hot. And when something hot touched my leg, it felt really cold.
Wow.
And then if someone were to touch my leg with their hand, it would feel like someone was touching your hand through like touching my leg through almost like a
glove.
Like the sensation where you can feel pressure, but you can't really feel the actual touch.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Like slightly numb.
Without the
pressure.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then it went away, and then 18 months later, I lost vision in my right eye.
But your leg was dragging a bit, wasn't it?
No, my leg had developed, it was delayed reflexes. So there was like a delay. I didn't have a leg drop or anything. But I'd experienced
What is MS? What exactly is MS?
Like arthritis of the neurological system?
Kind of, yeah. It is somewhat related to arthritis or to psoriasis in the sense that your body, it's autoimmune, so your body attacks itself, and in this, it attacks the nerve endings. And around nerve endings is this fatty tissue called myelin. And if you think of myelin as like the rubber around a wire.
Yeah.
So it kind of insulates it.
Yeah.
But MS will erode that tissue.
String cheese it.
Kind of. And then it exposes the nerve. And over time, the nerve will deteriorate. Mm. So obviously, you know, your nerves are all over your body. So MS can literally affect.
I'm glad. I mean, you took it on. Like, okay, what have we got to do? But me and your mother were forever going, Jack, so you're getting too stressed out.
You fucking still are.
Well, we love you, that's why.
He's going to die.
You get a get out of jail free card on so much stuff.
What does that mean?
Like, oh, don't stress him out. I'm like, you can talk to him about anything.
I don't think about it a lot, so.
I do notice when you are stressed, though, you start to wince one eye.
I don't necessarily think it's MS related. I think that's just more just stress. Like, I've been grinding my teeth a lot lately, too.
No, like, your eye goes different.
My eye goes wonky.
He closes close it.
I notice.
I've told you about that because I've asked you if you were tired and you've said why. And you do, you close your eye.
Everybody fucking is going to close both eyes. Yeah, it's called sleep.
No,
that's asleep.
No, a lot of that's actually from my contacts get dry.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so when I get tired, my eyes get dry. And so that's why I do weird things with them.
Why don't you just wear the glasses? It's simpler.
Because I don't have a good pair of glasses right now.
They're
all broken.
Jesus.
Hey, I've got like private schools to pay for.
When he came home shaved, his daughter didn't recognize him and she started to cry. If he went home with glasses, they'd fucking freak out and leave.
Occasionally,
Andy would just rip them off his face because she loves glasses.
Glasses. Mine. Well, you know what she says every time anyone's in glasses? She goes, Papa. Papa. Mm. Anytime she's like, oh, Papa glasses, and
my
like,
child,
not your child,
she's mine.
Okay,
I love her.
I can't wait for you to change a giant shitty diaper.
That's
then
when she's yours.
Yeah, exactly.
So the same as it when he poops his dad's dog, when he's done, it's mine.
Not me. I was the one cleaning up the shit in your kitchen the other day.
No, darling. When
Mum,
you were little, you used to say,
oh, that's not fair to say when you were little. I mean,
littleish.
Littleish.
What are we talking about? Shit for?
Because
we're the Osbournes, as if we're going to talk about anything else.
Talking about poop is fun. Who doesn't talk about poop?
I want to write a song about poop.
You should. Next album. Your next album should just be called Poop.
Shit.
Poop.
The shit.
Be a good one.
The big shit.
Mom, do you ever worry about cancer stuff again? Since you kind of went through that? Because for me, I feel like you with cancer, you kind of got through it and you're just like, oh, fuck it. All right, moving on.
You know, when she was coming towards the end of the treatment, the doctor said to me, you do realise, Mr. Osborne, your wife's going to have to spend as much time getting over the chemo as she did having it. I said, what do you mean? It was 9 months. She's got to it's going to take 9 months for her to get over that. I don't think so. The same day, the doctor said, you're okay. She got to went shopping.
I would too. It's celebratory.
I'm just saying what the doctor said.
Do I think about cancer again? No.
No.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
And what happened with your back surgery recently? Because I know I'm sure a lot of your fans know that you were gone from the talk for quite a while. What was up with that?
It was the weirdest thing because I was bending down, got up,
bend and snap.
And I felt something twist at the base of my back. And it was literally a twisting sensation. And it didn't hurt, but it felt very odd sensation. And then the next day when I woke up, my legs were in agony and my one leg was in agony and my back was just torturous. I'd never felt anything like it. And that's when I said, like, you hear people complain about their backs and you're like, oh, yeah, the old back routine. But it really is terrible.
Now,
she really did a bad job. I mean, I've done my old 4 or 5 of them jumping around on stage. And that's pretty bad. For your mum to complain about anything like that, you know it was bad.
Now, question, was when you actually, when you said you bent down and you tweaked it, was it actually from booty popping in front of dad?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I was getting off the pole that we have in the bedroom.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you were doing some pole dancing.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I just...
Could you imagine?
I was reloading the camera, so, she...
Oh, no, I thought you guys just live stream on the internet now for that stuff.
No, do the old-fashioned way.
We like the proper, 35 mil.
Yeah, okay.
Then she gets a whip out,
Yeah, you guys still in that subscription club and people send money.
Can we please change this subject? Okay. Thank you. Mum and dad just high five. That's it.
So what I had actually done was I'd ruptured two discs and then...
My eardrums.
Something was leaning on my...
You had a herniated disc, didn't you?
Two. And then I had... Something was leaning on that... What is that?
Sciatica.
Sciatic nerve. So that's why my leg... It wouldn't take any weight on my leg, and that's why it was hurting.
I told her she can't play soccer ever again.
Mum's really sad.
I thought she had to end her pole vaulting career. Was it the soccer or the pole vaulting?
Lacrosse.
Okay.
Can we talk about something else?
Okay, let's talk about something else. You know what? You're the big fucking TV show host. Now you host.
Okay, I'll tell you what I want to talk about. Today, talking about a school, well, all over Baltimore, the schools have no sufficient heat, and with the snow and the rain that they've had, there was literally icicles inside the classrooms. The kids have to sit in class with their coats on, and there's no water. Everything's frozen up in the school, and
so why
no
are they
heating.
In school?
Because they have to. Because they have to. Schools won't. The more seats, the more butts that are in the seats, the more money schools get.
Just if they close it, they don't get paid. So Anyway, I think I came up with a solution.
Go on.
If Donald Trump doesn't go and play golf for the next 4 weekends, the money that his Secret Service would have to be paid and for the plane can keep all those schools in heat.
So interesting.
For the next 4 years, probably.
Well, no, interesting thing about that and... The president's trips are just like every other department in government. Everyone is given an allotted budget.
I heard about this.
I know. They won't take from one to give to the other. I know that. I know.
Well, no.
But
they allotted a certain amount of money when he started his presidency for trips. Yeah. And he surpassed Obama within like the first two
Didn't
months.
He take like 89 days off in the year. I don't want to start going into politics.
Thanks,
Dad. I think you're right.
We're not Americans. We have no right.
Jack is.
Hey.
I'm American. Your granddaughter's American.
I don't like to talk about religion or politics.
No, I like to talk about kids at school with no school books, no pens, and no heat.
But might I just add that, Baltimore, you can add that to the list of failures as a city.
Yeah,
I mean, Baltimore has been really screwed as far as the leadership of the city goes. I mean, it deals with corruption, deals with, a poorly managed police departments. A lot of the municipalities are failing in that place. It sucks.
I know.
Really. So I have a few friends that grew up there and this was, in the 80s and 90s, it was terrible.
Terrible. Oh, we were there in the 80s and, God,
we went down this road on the bus and there was a cop shootout going on.
It was unbelievable. Every shop had like the wrought iron railings in front so you couldn't go.
Drive your car through the window?
No, you couldn't look at anything in the window because it was all covered
shutters,
up.
Shutters were down. Yeah.
But the stores were open. It's terrible what goes on there. But did you see...
But, the survival, Sharon, people haven't got any amenities and they've got a family to feed, they'll sell anything.
Oh, no, it's not about what they were selling. It's just that they can't put anything in a normal window because it'll get broken and stolen.
Because people are going to want to sell it to get money.
But just saying that Baltimore has been that way for years and it's never got
Sam
it sorted.
Detroit's like a ghost town, apparently.
Did you see that thing yesterday where they were having a town meeting about, or a school meeting about what was going on at the school?
No, that's in Baltimore.
Where in Baltimore?
No, it was near where Lisa comes from, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman who was a teacher had said, we keep asking for, more pay rises, and you've just given yourself to the head of...
the head of the board or whatever?
Yes, he'd given himself a 38,000 pay rise. And she said... Did you not think about that before you gave yourself?
Who's this?
Did they arrest her?
They handcuffed her. Jack, this poor woman who's a teacher just brought up a question. He looked at the security like, get her out. They got her out. They took her into the hallway and she like was kind of defending herself, saying like, what's going on? Why are you doing this to me? What have I done? And then they handcuffed her and took her out.
Wow.
All for just saying she had a very valid point.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think it just goes to show like a lot of issues stem from the top. The corruption just trickles down.
Yeah. And this poor woman.
I think we should change this topic right now. I think we should get off this boat right now.
Like, if we want to be on a soapbox, let's make sure we're fully informed before we have an opinion.
I have all my information from the talk. We discussed it. How dare you?
She is a learned host.
A learned journalist.
When are we doing our next TV show and what's it going to be about? Where are we going to do it and how long and whatever?
So by the time this airs, we would have already finished the entire season, more or less.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we got the green light. Kelly will be joining us for some.
That's right.
You will be there. Maybe Mum might pop in. Pearl's going to come back for a couple episodes.
Can she come with me?
Andy's going to come for one, I think.
Oh.
I get Andy. I'm so excited about having Andy on the show. She's a little dictator, a little nightmare, and I love her.
Everything will come to a screeching halt.
Will she keep her clothes off?
No. She will be keeping her clothes off.
What are you going to call the new baby, by the way?
The new baby. I'm not going to get, I don't know. I mean, well, the baby will be born by the time I said. We've got a short list of names. We've got like three names.
What are they now?
We call
it Bill.
Bill. So what's your daughter's name? Bill. Bill. We like Tippy. We like Penny. And
I don't like Penny.
And well, it's good. Well, okay.
Look a fucking what horse's was, name?
The fuck?
There's this a billion why, pennies
this is why
in
we
the world.
Don't. This is why people don't talk about
it's your
names.
Baby.
Exactly.
You can call it what the fuck you like.
Yeah. All right.
And what's the third one?
The third one is
Harry.
No, we haven't mentioned it in a while, but Nora.
I like that name.
Nora.
I like Nora. It's classic. You know what? Fuck you guys. You guys name things dumb things, like. Fucking Jack and Kelly. And fucking.
Well, fucking Nora's right up there with
those,
it.
No, you have some basic bitch names, okay?
Nora.
Dad didn't even like his fucking name,
hey,
so he changed it.
You know what they'll call her? They'll call her Nora Carrot.
Nora, what?
Oh my God, Mom, that's like the worst joke ever.
Oh my God, is that a joke you tell your cats?
Wait, no, but let's just, now that we're on the subject of names.
Yeah.
My dad had my back while being born and he did not put your cousin fucking middle name on my birth certificate. So it is not
what
my name.
What fucking cousin?
Kelly Lee is not my name.
Lee was not my choice. I didn't even.
It's not on the birth certificate. So I didn't put the fucking thing. Thank you because you had my back, Dad. Dad gets it. You added the cousin fucking syllable onto my name later on down the line, and it's on my passport, but not on my birth certificate.
What are we talking about?
How my mom lied to me about what my name really is for years, and then I saw it when I had to get my driver's license because my birth certificate, and I went, wait.
Look, if your mom lied, she'd have red hair.
But can we talk about that, please? Is that still? Yeah. Why is it that you kept that from me until I got my driver's license?
Okay, so what is your name?
Kelly Osborne. That's it.
You have no middle name.
Nope.
No.
I think
just
we,
Kelly Osborne.
Let's give Kelly.
However,
let's give Kelly a middle name.
No. Nora.
Let's do a competition. Let's do a competition, Kelly, where we can get people to like, you know. Submit middle names, and the winner you'll change your
Nora.
Name.
No, I like my name.
Kelly
just...
fucking Nora.
I just like my name.
That'll be a big twat's name, isn't it?
Oh God, that's so gross.
Jack, can we discuss Nora?
I like the name Nora.
Can we talk about you guys? Like you've already
get
had
back
your
on
kids.
This. Okay,
you've already had kids. You kids just stay the fuck out of it.
Mum's still trying to name her dog, so, like, let's not even go there. But no, honestly, why have you done that to me, Mum?
Because she hates you.
No, she does not.
When you were born, she was like,
she wanted to call you Nora.
I like Nora. I think it's like a nice. You liked it 5 minutes ago. You want to like that?
No, because there's a Queen Nora.
Queen Nora?
From Jordan.
Oh, okay.
From fucking Jordan. Is that Bob where we're living in England?
No, that's another side of the world.
Oh, okay.
Her daughter bought my house. That was the
Queen's
girl.
Daughter bought your house?
Yes.
Was it Queen Nora's
it
daughter?
It was because the British, she was the British queen, right?
Oh, no.
She married, no.
She's from no fucking queen, Jordan.
No,
queen Nora.
No, hold on a second. There was a Jordanian who was a British woman who married
she
the
was, yeah,
who
she
married
was,
the Jordanian
yes,
family.
That's right.
Okay, and her daughter bought my house.
Oh.
What about King Bongo that mum bought a house from?
Bongo. Anyhow.
I feel like men are going to start opting to take that pill that makes them have no sex drive now. So they can ensure that they don't get in trouble.
It's just we're all getting emasculated. It's like it's fucking evil to be a man now.
Emasculated isn't the word. Told to behave yourselves is
masturbating.
Listen.
What? Did you see Ali Sheedy, what she did to James Franco?
No.
Oh, the night of the Golden Globes.
What'd she do?
Well, firstly, she said, like, why is the show hosted by a man? It's like, oh, what, are all men meant to be fucking grilled now in a barbecue?
Yes. I do think he did a really good job hosting.
We're going
it.
In a direction that's going to be trouble.
So what?
Mum and I are women.
And then she put something up about James Franco was the reason why she's no longer
can go
in
there,
TV
you, you're
and
have
film.
A fucking...
And then took it down the next day.
No, she took it down like 10 minutes after she put it up.
We're living in weird times.
Weird times.
Mm.
There's just certain women out there that I don't want speaking on behalf of my vagina. Thank you.
I'm me.
All right. Can we just ask one question?
What?
How many albums?
Michael Douglas. Do you think
don't.
That he did masturbate in front of that woman 20 odd years ago?
I don't know. And then, like...
Who gives a fuck?
I do. I want to know.
I want to know everything. It's like...
Do you think it was right they wheeled his father out at the awards?
Did he masturbate as well?
No, they dug him up because he was fucking dead.
Oh, my God,
they
Mom,
dug him up. He had
so
dirt
brutal.
Coming out the corner of his mouth. It was like, what the fuck was that?
If you listen to Thriller.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
That is fucking weird. No, I didn't. I didn't actually watch the Golden Globes because... I think fucking award shows are the dumbest thing ever.
Until you win
an award show.
Honestly,
they're
even
gonna
if I
end up having an award show for the best award show.
Well, they do. I shit you not. The Emmys gives an award out every year for the best televised award show. They literally give fucking awards to award shows. And you know what wins every year?
The Oscars every year.
For like the last 40 years or some shit.
It's getting a bit political, I think, now.
Why? We're talking about fucking award shows.
No, we're talking about
the award shows are getting a bit too political.
Oh, the award shows are, yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. Who wants to watch a bunch of, like, really famous people all sit around and go, you're the best. You're the best famous person in this room in that category. Nope, you're the best famous person in this room in that category. It's like, who gives a fuck?
I'm humbled to be in a category with so many great actors.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard that one?
I was going to call Nora.
No, I'm so fucking happy I won and you didn't. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, I think the best.
Oh my God, yeah. Mom. I hope you never win an award and say
but
that.
But it's true.
Next time you win an Emmy, you should go up and say that. You should go, hey, fuck you all other shows. I'm the best this year. And then
walk off.
That's
what Kanye West does.
Yeah. Mm. And look how awesome he is. Duh. He's got a shoe.
God.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm bitter because I've never won an award.
Yes, you have.
I won a taekwondo award.
You've won awards before.
No.
You won a surfboard at the, what is it, those kids
Yeah, but that was a shared, that was a shared one. You actually won one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. I don't know. Dad, do you like winning awards? You've won like Grammys and shit. Those are important.
I mean, the first one's always okay, but then you get a few more. You get a bit blasé at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, the hoopla and the fucking thing that goes with. I mean, a Grammy I got with Black Sabbath was for the best show. Which fucking show was it? Best live performance of fucking Iron Man or something.
Yeah.
I mean, which was that show? They didn't go live at fucking Wembley.
Mm. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just a bunch of like
bullshit.
It's just fodder. I don't know.
It's just ego boosting stuff, isn't it?
But you won an Emmy this last year, didn't you, Mum?
Yeah, I did last year.
Mm. How'd that feel? Because you'd been nominated like 4 years in a row, right?
Yeah, for the talk had for the hosts. Yeah,
and usually Ellen wins, right?
We won it for hosts.
Ah, beat you this year, Ellen.
Have you seen Ellen's new game show that is similar to the challenges that we did on Osbourne's?
Too political. I can't take it.
What?
I'm just giving you your own medicine.
Don't talk about it. It's too political.
No, but do you remember when we did Osbourne's Reloaded that got pulled off the air? We did all those game shows between me and you.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, so I don't know. I mean,
it looks so fun. I totally want to do that game.
Which one?
Ellen's game show.
I quite think it's funny.
It's so funny. It makes me laugh the whole time.
I like The Wall. Have you guys watched The Wall yet?
I did The Wall in England.
You did? Mm-hmm. They literally win. Like, I watched one. They took home $1.3 million.
Well, that could go towards The Wall.
The Wall.
Boom.
Zing.
How come we're getting a bit dried up now?
Oh, here we go. Fucking the timekeeper over there.
No, I'm going to empty my butt again.
Oh, can go
no,
take
it. Dad's got to drink the poop juice.
What? Oh, God. Okay. Gurgling down that salt water.
All right.
It's horrendous.
Fine. We'll let Dad go evacuate his butthole. But before we go, is everyone healthy? Is everyone happy?
I'm happy, healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone
good?
Nothing
to do with me.
We should have a little tagline on this show to see if Dad did a good clean out and he got his test done.
No one wants to know about Dad's
turds,
Mum.
Yes, they do.
Mom.
They want to know whether he had the test.
Dad has some adoring fans.
Mum is just like we can living upload. Through Dad because
Fuck
Mum
off.
Loves a good shit.
We can
Mum loves a good shit way more than Dad
who
does.
Who doesn't?
Mum loves it the most.
But who doesn't? It's very accomplished. You feel like
Kelly.
I...
If you weren't across the table, I would pinch you. I would get your arm and I'd give you one of those...
A burn? Yeah. I probably can't.
Chinese
fucking...
What do we call it?
You can't say it. You probably can't say a Chinese burn anymore.
Is this called a rug burn, no?
No, a rug burn is when you rub someone on the fucking rug.
I don't know.
Yeah,
is it when you
I'll
get someone
you.
And
no!
you do this? to their skin.
Anyway.
Anyhow, but everyone's good?
Great.
Are you good, Kelly?
I might be celiac, but yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, Kelly contracted celiac disease from too much sex.
Where did you get all these fucking diseases from?
Well, no, what it was is that I got...
You must like them.
Whatever, you've had more infections than I ever will have.
Oh.
How do you know?
Because you're always on antibiotics.
I like them.
Dad eats antibiotics like fucking Skittles.
It came back that there was a thing...
Penicillin in the morning. Start it out.
you have celiac.
There's a chance that I had it. So then I went on this diet where I cut out bread and sugar and everything. And then I stopped having like all the symptoms. So then I had a blood test and they said it's looking like it. And I get more information next
Kelly,
week.
You know you can contract celiac from having sex with anonymous partners,
oh my
right?
God, Jack, that is, you're just saying that because mom and dad are in the room.
From all those orgies you used to go to, that's how you got celiac disease.
No.
Hold on, what's celiac? I thought celiac
it
was when
like a
you
fucking
couldn't
wrapping
stop
paper.
Bleeding.
That's when you can't.
Pass me the celiac.
That's when you can't what?
Would you like some celiac soup? It's a freshly made celiac soup. It's
Is celiac?
I'm going to read you the definition.
Yeah, that's how you got it from fucking reading the fucking phone.
Here's an interesting...
Is it a real designated disease?
Yeah, it's basically the inability to properly digest like gluten or grains. It's one of the... I don't know. Probably like the Celiac Association of America right now is going to get so fucking bent out of shape that we're not like, you know...
I'm still learning because it's like a new thing
for
me.
How did you come across... How did that say you got it?
The common signs of celiac disease, I'll read them to you.
First one, bullshit.
Abdominal pain, yes. Anemia.
Yeah.
I've
got it.
I've got to find...
Shitting yourself.
Having your ass full of...
Seeds.
Fluids.
Seeds. Come on, Kelly. Come on.
Semen.
You're wasting everyone's time. Dad has to go.
Okay.
men's penises.
Please just don't.
Lying. Wobblers.
Toy cars.
It's gluten sensitivity.
If we're going to talk about lying, who's the biggest liar at the table? Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
Not I, my lord.
Oh!
Oh! Let's bring up the nose jobs again.
All right, let's go.
Hold on, but before we go. I don't know. Fucking, all right, fuck off, bye.
Well, before we go.
I don't know, fucking, we're done. Let's go take a break. We
see you next time. Go around.
We got to do one more.
Go around.